We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan A. Craig speaking. We're inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you.
I was weak and weary, I had gone astray. Walking in the darkness, I could not find my way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. I found the answer, I learned to pray.
I was sad and lonely, all my hopes were gone. Days were long and dreary, I could not carry on. Then I found the courage to keep my head up high. Once again I'm happy, and here's the reason why. I found the answer, I learned to pray. With faith to guide me, I found the way. Shining for me each day. I found the answer, I learned to pray.
Keep your Bible with you, read it every day. Always count your blessings, and always stop to pray. Learn to keep believing, and faith will see you through. Seek to know contentment, and it will come to you. I found the answer, I learned to pray. With faith to guide stay. I found the answer, I learned to pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that you have made it possible for us to come to you in prayer. And we come in the precious name of Jesus, who said, whatever we ask of thee in his name, that he would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now we thank you for our congregation. We are thankful for each one who has tuned our way, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use this service to be a blessing to precious souls. I know that you love our congregation. You see their needs, whether it be physical, spiritual, or otherwise, and you are a present help in every time of need. So bless this precious people today. Get honor and glory to yourself through our efforts, This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Subject for today's broadcast, Finding the Will of God. And I will use Romans chapter 1 and verse 10 for a text for today's message. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Finding the will of God. What is God's will for my life? What Christian has not asked that question? There are some things, doubtless, God would leave to our own judgment, but we do need to know how we can live in harmony with the will of God. For I am convinced that God has a will for each and for every one. There are multitudes of people today who are not interested, it seems, or concerned about the will of God for their lives. And that's one reason why there's so much heartache, misery, and woe in the land. So I do believe that God has a plan, He has a will for every individual. And whatever God's plan is, whatever God's will is, that is best for us. There is God's proclaimed will. God has made His will known in many respects. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Christ, or the will of God in Christ Jesus, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. So it is the will of God for us to give thanks. The psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name is to be praised. And he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we are blessed in so many ways, and we'll never be able to thank the Lord or praise the Lord enough for all that He does for us. The greatest of all gifts, the gift of salvation through His dear Son. For so is the will of God, that will, with well-doing, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter 2 and 15. And we read in the Scriptures that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So the Lord said through the Apostle Paul here, or the Apostle Peter here in 1 Peter 2:15, for so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. God also said, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Now I know there are those who teach predestination, that God's predetermined who's going to be saved and who will not be saved. But I believe that Paul spoke the truth when he said that God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. If you are a person today living in sin, you are living outside the will of God. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. His proclaimed will has been made known through revelation, by sending inspired prophets in the past, and by sending His own Son, God, who at sundry times and different ways spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. So we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. So we need to do what the voice told the three disciples there on the Mount of Transfiguration when they heard the voice saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. We need to do what the Son of God taught us to do, for He would always, or will always, teach us what is right. He will never lead us wrong. By having the Spirit to guide us, guide the apostles, it is through this proclaimed will of God that we must do what we must do to be saved. Yes, through the inspired apostles, what they set forth in the truth, or in the Bible, is the truth, and they have set forth and proclaimed to us the way that God would have us to come to Him and to be saved. For it is the will of God that we be saved. That which is essential for all to know, God has revealed through the Scriptures. God will never require of something without telling us what it is. He will not hold us in the dark, and He'll not let us walk in the dark. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, will reveal the truth to us. Now, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And if we will walk in that light, we will have fellowship with God, with Christ, and with one another. There is God's will, providential will. Yes, there are times when God directs our path, whenever we may not even realize that it is the Lord that is doing it. So there is God's providential will. There are times when God acts providentially in our lives, as shown in our text. Also in Romans 15 and 32, we read that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. And our text says, making requests, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God come to you. And so we are also told in the Scriptures what we must do to have the Lord to direct our path. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. By this we mean God does not intervene in people's acts that are really outside His will. God made us a free moral agent, and we have the responsibility of choosing. I set before you good and evil, life and death. Choose life. So God is not going to make you do His will. He will not intervene if you insist on doing what is wrong. God will allow you to go ahead and do that which is wrong if that is your will. God, I say, made us free moral agents. And if we choose a life of sin, we must suffer the consequences in doing so. There are things that are indifferent to Him. We see this in Romans chapter 14. There is such a thing as our own personal will, our own personal convictions. Some esteem one day above another day, and some will eat meats and some will not. So there are conscience matters that God leaves up to us. But when it comes to thus saith the Lord, it is not a conscience matter, but it is doing the will of God. So there are some decisions we make that don't really matter to God. But let us be careful that we do not overstep our liberty in these things. What is taught in the Word of God is to be obeyed. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Finding God's will by focusing on the proclaimed will of God. Study the Scriptures, study diligently to learn what God has revealed. The Word of God is our guide, it's our road map, and the Word of God is truth. Jesus said that in His prayer to the Master, to the Heavenly Father in John 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So study diligently the Word of God to find out God's will for you. If you don't embrace and practice the revealed will of God, don't expect Him to reveal His will to you. That is unknown to you. Walk in the light while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. And again, we read in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where the Lord told us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him. And He said if we would do that, He would direct our path. Isaiah the prophet said, or the Lord said through Isaiah, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Ask God for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wisdom is that spiritual insight that enables you to evaluate situations clearly. Use such wisdom to eliminate what appears less acceptable. Seek advice from others. I'm talking about those who are godly people, those who know the Scriptures. Seek advice from others. Discuss your alternatives with older, mature Christians. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So we read in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 14. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So we read in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. Commit your ways to the Lord, and He will bring it to pass. Whatsoever you do, do it for the Lord's sake. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So we read in Psalm 37 and 5. Make your plans subject to God's will. Give God permission to close the door on your choice, if that is His will. For God sees all things. He knows all things. He knows the future. We do not know one moment in the future what's going to happen. But God sees all things. He knows all things. So make your plans subject to God's will and give God permission to close the door on your choice if that is His will. The Apostle Paul, on his second missionary journey, wanted to go a certain place, but the Lord said no. And he said, well, I'll go to another place. And the Spirit forbade him to do that. And so he went to Troas, and there he saw in a vision a man over in Macedonia saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And he gathered assuredly that that was the will of God. So God closed the door twice to get Paul to go where He wanted him to go. Other things to remember, God can use us in many different ways. A choice may not always be between good and bad, but between good and better. Whatever your hands find to do in your existing circumstances, do it with all your might. Being faithful in your present post may open the door to more important places. According to Philip and Stephen, they were chosen to wait on the poor and the widows, and both of them proved faithful, and God used them in a greater way later on because they proved faithful in the first task that the Lord gave them. Epaphras prayed for the saints, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So we read in Colossians 4 and 12. Our goal should be the same. Jesus taught the disciples to pray, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus prayed for himself in the garden, Thy will be done and not my will. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 42. Are you seeking the will of God for your life? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our webpage address. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And we also have an archive of our broadcast if you missed any or would like to hear one over again. And we invite you to be with us at all possible in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our Way of Truth broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
Many years I long for rest, perfect peace within my breast, and I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, Take the cross and follow me to Calvary. Oh, how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Now the blood has been applied through when the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, He took away my sin, washed and made me pure within. Oh, I lost my life, but found it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Lord, I would not stand alone when I come before Thy throne. Let me bring at least one soul, O Lord, to Thee. Here I give myself away. Take me, use me, Lord, I pray. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friends, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in